Genesis. You grew up together, close as brothers. Keep each other safe. Always.
You know something's wrong?
You always felt it. Your parents never told you the truth.
What truth?
The year of your birth, there was a prophecy that our leader would be born to liberate us.
That leader is you, Moses. After 400 years of slavery, things here have become much worse. As your brother, you must set them free.
Is that a threat?
Cody, man, I'm telling you, I feel like Robbie Jones and Tyler Perry's Temptation right now when he saw them praying and shit. Ooh. Religion. Ooh.
So you just automatically switch personalities at the drop of a dime.
Yeah, yeah. God. Ooh. Oh, man, just when I hear that subject, when I see it, I just go like, ooh, that's my favorite. That's the creepier version, people, of how to do that. Talking about that Exodus. Gods and kings.
Oh, not just gods. You got kings, too?
Kings. Pharaohs. White people.
Wait, what? Egypt.
Some brown people. which, I'm here to confirm, people. A lot of people's making that claim. Why is all the black people in the background robbing and shit? There's not a single person in this movie stealing a goddamn thing. So, you ain't got nothing to worry about in that part. Now, as far as acting go, I can't answer that one for you. But, oh, my God. You know, I got to say one thing about as far as his makeup and shit. That nigga Ben Kingsley is a fucking chameleon. Ain't he a British white man? That motherfucker is a different shade of brown in every goddamn movie.
No, he's one of those guys that can play, like any race on the planet.
yeah.
Yeah, he's like, there's another actor that just like that. I can't remember his name. But remember he was in, what was it, Training Day?
Yeah, I knew he was about to say that movie, too. I was like, damn.
That guy as well. I can play anybody.
Damn, I feel like we just said his fucking name, like, early before the summer, too, or something like that, at a bar or whatever. Because I think we made this joke before or whatever. But I was just watching Ben Kingsley in here. I was just like, wait a minute, let me look up a photo of this nigga. That is a white British man. This nigga looks like a different race. I thought he was I ain't gonna lie. In Iron Man 3, I thought he was Middle Eastern.
Yeah, like I said, dude can play anything. I'm sure he can play a black dude too.
Yeah. Oh, we got Tropic Thunder 2. We find out he's Robert Downey Jr.'s brother. That'd be awesome, actually. Oh, man, but we are talking about Ridley Scott's new venture, man. Ridley Scott. What can I say about Ridley? He's getting overrated.
We ain't getting.
Yeah, I guess so. Did you know he dedicated this movie to his brother, Tony Scott?
Oh, that's nice.
So I don't know if his brother was assigned to do this project, because I've been seeing Tony Scott name around this movie a lot, whatever. So
I don't know. It's like a Tony Scott type film.
Oh, well, shit. It just ain't anybody's film right now, whatever and shit. So I was wondering that. I was like curious. I was like, why is his name popping up, whatever? And then at the end of the movie, even popped up by saying, in memory of Tony Scott. And I was like, okay. Because Ridley Scott didn't do that with his last two movies, which were The Counselor and another piece of shit movie that he can't limited release. I'm like, I wonder why he's doing it with this one. People, if you know that answer, please let me know, because I personally don't give a shit to look it up. But, really, so I was like, I'll take over for you, brother. And Tony's up in hell right now going like, you son of a bitch. Well, people, we're here talking about Moses and Ramses. And pretty much how, you know, Ramses, you know, got overfilled with power, man. You know, I noticed this with this trend of movies, which is my favorite. I don't know, I ain't gonna say favorite genre, but I just, you know, I think I said on last week's episode, I love the costumes, I love all the artwork to go on in the cinematography shots and shit. But for some goddamn reason, they just cannot make a good movie out of these goddamn time periods.
Damn, man, what is it? It's like some missing piece of the recipe that nobody can just get.
You know what? Maybe it has that Hercules syndrome, what we said in their review. That shit was so goddamn silly that they had to leave that mythical shit out of it. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
Because you read something like this and you go like, Oh, it's got interesting concepts. Granted, it's silly as fuck without visuals.
Yeah,
you know, the whole snakes and all that shit, whatever. I mean, that's kind of retarded. And so maybe now that we see it on screen with these movies where you go like, okay. I don't know, man. That's just a hint. But matter of fact, I want people to comment. What do you think it could be that they cannot get this shit right, personally? But I noticed in this movie, man, the stories are always this goddamn same. It's always a father that's dying or about to get murdered or executed. And there's always two sons, and one is not by blood, and he's obviously better than the other son that is by blood, and the son that's by blood, he's jealous, he's filled with anger because the father loves the other one more, you know, and that's pretty much the same story here. I mean, and in that case, we have Joel Edgerton and Christian Bale, who actually do a fine job in their roles too. Joel Edgerton, that motherfucker, I don't know what it is about him. That bottom lip. I was noticing that. I was just like, yeah, that ain't those mumps you get, man. That's just your face or whatever. You got a weird-looking facial expression. But I will admit to him, he knows how to commit to roles. And he was kind of selling that in some points as a king. Christian Bale, yeah, he just did Christian Bale. I thought he did a fine job. And I was like, yeah, it's nothing out of the realm or anything like that was, like, stood out or anything. The weirdest portrayal actually I saw was John Turturro as the Pharaoh, the father of these two. I was just like, that dude just looked fucking corny and silly as fuck. Okay, if I had to complain about any actors as far as how they look, it was definitely fucking John Turturro. That motherfucker was looking like a shy away from having some bitch do his nails in a Transformers movie of a nail salon. Like, real shy. I was like, I don't know what it is about that dude, but They should have got anybody for that shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He just looks fucking weird in this Egyptian shit. I'm just like, yeah, it just doesn't suit him. But, so we find out Ben Kingsley's character cutter come in here, and he tells Kristen Bell's character, you know, because I forgot the name of the city they went to, whatever. It's pretty much where all the Hebrews were slaves and shit like that. I think it was Pilith. And Ben Kingsley goes like, your name is Moses or whatever. We had a prophecy back then saying that Moses would be the one to free us and save us and shit like that. And obviously we got two little snitches listening to it. They tell this one character who's, I don't even remember who played that character actually. Oh, it was Ben Mandelson, who plays Viceroy Hegpi or whatever and shit. And he plays like some flamboyant. He's dead. Like, is everybody trying to top Benicio del Toro's Collector or something?
Yeah, somebody could top that.
like seriously, like, is everybody trying to top that from the movies we saw? What was the last movie I said that about? We just saw a movie. I can't remember what it was and shit. I think I said it on the Darkness episode 50 or some shit like that. I was just like, everybody just trying to find that way to top him. Like, that character was, like, so unique that we got to just top that character. I'm just like, that character wasn't that unique now, goddamn. We don't need to be seeing him in every goddamn film now. People just be like, I bet I can do a better Collector. It's almost as if people were, these are the same people that tried out for that role and Benicio was the one that got it. And now they
shot at it.
Yeah, now they trying to prove that they could have did it. Because this dude was in here. I was just looking at him like, and mind you, people, I want to say this. I saw this in a theater full of white people at a public screening with three other black people in there. Can you guess what happened in this theater?
What would that be?
Mm-hmm. You tell him, Christian.
Oh.
You tell him, Moses. I was like,
really?
No, we not about to have this in here, are we?
Oh, come on.
We are not about to have this in here, right?
That couldn't have happened.
Really. That fucking happened. I
black people in there.
I kid you not. The three black, and I was sitting right next, like, cause I always sit at the corner, so at the top, and on the other side, cause obviously there's three sections or whatever shit. You got the left, right, middle. I'm in the middle on the corner, left hand side, and on the side of me is three other black people and shit. Three women, like they were just happy to see a movie about God or something like that. In this scene where pretty much Christian Bale lays it down with the Viceroy, he tells him, no, what you're doing is illegal, and you'd be lucky if you get arrested or not, whatever shit. I don't need to see anything else right here. And he was just like, and stop acting like you're a king, because you're no god or no king. And then out of nowhere, the first thing I heard was, mm-hmm, you tell him, Moses. I was like, oh, God. I said, for the three niggas that went out to go see this film, seriously had to pull some Tyler Perry shit in this theater.
Did they know what movie they were seeing? And I actually think it's like a Tyler Perry
production site. Seriously. I was like, no, she did not just tell him, you tell him Moses. Like, that's really Moses on screen, though. Ooh, you tell him. Because that dude, Viceroy, he was just like, well, I apologize for my affair or something like that, whatever. Shit. If there's any way to please you, and I do mean any way, you let me know. And then out of nowhere, you just hear these girls, oh, Lord. Mm. I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, is there any more seats? And my rep came and told me, he was just like, no, P1, you are assigned to this seat. I was just like, you got to move me, dude. You got to move me down there. Well, that way, you got to move. I see a train wreck starting to happen right now. It's the beginning of it. Throughout the whole goddamn movie, too, all you heard was, lip smacking, going, clapping and shit when shit, you know, obviously God wins and shit like that. You're just like, you better listen to the Lord. I was like, oh, good Lord. All right, rep, move me up, please. But anyway, that's not the movie. So, that Viceroy comes back, tells Joel Judgeton character once, you know, because he becomes Pharaoh, John Turturro character dies. He comes back Pharaoh, and he tells him, like, hey, there's been treaty here. We found out that Moses is Hebrew, and, you know, he's pretty much been conspiring and sending against you and shit like that. Obviously, you can tell, obviously, there's jealousy and Joel Edgerton Ramsey's character and shit like that, but he's not going to come out in front and just kill him, because I don't know. I don't know what's stopping him from killing him, to be honest. I mean, if you really want to get rid of him, just get rid of him. So he just exiles him and hopes that he dies, which, again, I don't. If you're supposed to be like this, all ruler and kill. Okay, he exiles him, then, you know, obviously, Moses talks to God somehow or whatever and shit. Next, you know, he tries to free the slave. That's the end of the fucking story. Whatever and shit. We all know this goddamn story. What I got to say about this movie is, for a 2.5-hour film, this is the first long movie I saw probably this year where I didn't get tired or I wouldn't even say bored neither. More disappointed than anything. As a matter of fact, if there's anything, this is a movie I actually felt could have went longer and I probably wouldn't even mind it. I don't even know how that's possible, because it's not a good movie neither. I did my research, obviously, and I heard that Ridley Scott originally made this 4 hours.
Okay.
And I can tell a lot was cut out of this film, to where I'm probably going to defend Ridley on this movie by saying, I think there was a good movie in here.
Uh-huh.
And I think this editor fucked that up. Because, necessarily, I really think he really fucked this up, because the beginning of the film, this is the part where I'm assuming you're supposed to get to know Joel Edgerton and Christian Bale's character. They're brothers, you know, they love each other and stuff like that growing up. The bond, a special bond, so you can connect to both characters. And I could have sworn I saw two edit cuts out of there to speed things up to get to an action scene. I was looking up the editor on here. He did some horrible pieces of shit, personally. Another thing is, I don't know why it took 5 fucking people to write this goddamn thing, neither. Billy Rich.
5 people?
Yeah, 5 fucking people. Billy Rich was the editor on here. And I feel like he cut a lot of the fucking background story in what I thought would have been more interesting, which is seeing the Joel Edgerton character and them get up. Because that shit got sped up in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And Christian Bale is pretty much already exiled. And then we get to the whole parts of, you know, Ramsey's, you know, overusing his power and shit like that. Christian Bale finding a new Middle Eastern wife and shit like that, who is fine as fuck, by the way. I'm not going to lie. I don't blame Batman for going into exile looking for ass like that. I don't know what he did with Anne Hathaway. He must have left her at Italy with Alfred or something like that. But he clearly moved on. He clearly has moved on, Cody.
See.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh hell yeah, I don't blame him, shit. Matter of fact, you know what? No, I can't say that. He didn't really look like. I was gonna say, look like a combination of two Indian chicks that we met. Yeah, I can see that actually. Yeah, no wonder it's fine. But, damn, I didn't think about that till now. I'm looking at a photo of this chick right now. I'm like, damn, I'll be goddamn, woo lord. And then a lot of it is just like going back and forth between those two, and there comes confrontations in between the two where it's supposed to get you, like, you're supposed to know these characters as together, but you only know them separately, and you don't know their bond as a brother. So you never realize why Ramsay just doesn't kill him, because there's like two moments where he holds back on killing Moses, and you just like, I don't feel the connection between the two to why as he needs to keep him alive, and yet they keep ending it and go like, oh, he's still my family and shit. I'm just like, yeah, see, I'm missing that part here. This is what this movie was missing as far as the connection. And then, you know, the whole Moses and stuff like that. If you really want to free people, and I don't mean this by any disrespect, but the hell with God's way. Just kill his ass. Am I right, Cody?
Fuck all that God stuff.
Kill his ass. Free him yourself. There you go. Why waste all this time watching people get hung and shit like that? Kill his ass and move on. But apparently there's another way of doing that, and it's setting up this one. See, this editor, he's worked on such great films as Robin Hood.
Oh.
And I'm talking about that Russell Crowe one, which had a lot of editing.
I figured you were.
Yeah, and had a lot of fucking editing problem. Oh, he worked on ATL, that lovable movie. With,
oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, he was the editor on that one.
What?
He made an apprentice editor on Black Hawk Down. Yeah, I don't say anything.
The editor, ETL. We all have to do Exodus.
He went on to do Body of Lies, then Robin Hood, then Exodus. He did A Lot Like Love. That was a great little movie, right? Everybody loved that movie, right? No. Oh, he did TV, too. He did The Real World on MTV. Awesome.
Yeah, that takes a mess for editing.
He must have sucked really Scott's dick. That's all I got to say. I don't know what... I think the studio hired his ass to come in. I think this was most definitely a studio film. I don't... As much as shit I give Ridley Scott over the past year, especially last year with The Counselor and shit, problem with that movie is there was a lot of exposition of shit that didn't mean anything. It thought it was too smart for its own good, which it really wasn't. And there was none of that in this movie. And I feel like that's where Ridley Scott tries to hit more in that tone. And in this movie, it was more of trying to be a spectacle.
Yeah, it seemed like this movie's biggest fault is just they were sacrificing character beats for strict entertainment value.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong, in the middle part, there's a lot of slow parts in there, too. And for some reason, it never once dragged out or anything. I don't feel like it wore me down or nothing like that, where I was trying to speed up time or nothing like that. Because, like, once again, this is a 2.5-hour film, people, and I saw this at an 8 o'clock screening, so you know I'm ready to go home and drink or do some shit like that. But I'm not trying to sit in no fucking theater till fucking 10:30 or 11 o'clock right at night and shit like that. But there was parts of me going like, huh, I wish I could have seen more or whatever. I wish 30 minutes would have been added to this because I feel like that there were good films here. Everybody in here I thought did either good performance or okay. I mean, nobody in here was. I felt like I hated them. Aaron Paul is wasted. But then again, they don't really. And he's on screen for a lot too. But he didn't really say much. He plays Joseph. Obviously, he's like Moses' right hand man. But he doesn't really say shit. And I don't even know why I say wasted, because it's not like they marketed him in this film or anything like that. I didn't even know fucking Aaron Paul's in this fucking film. I mean, Aaron Paul really ain't a big star unless it's Breaking Bad. So I don't even know why I said that. So wasted. Yeah, they wasted the Need for Speed guy. Okay. Ben Kingsley does okay. Kristen Bell, everybody in here I thought did an okay job. The problem here is, once again, it's just the character story. The character story in it is weak. It's not even said necessarily weak. It's just not there. There's no life into the movie. There's no soul into the movie. You don't feel emotional for none of the stuff that goes on. And even when the plague kicks in, you kind of just like, what makes Moses so goddamn special then?
Man, this sounds a lot like Terminator Salvation. My God.
Probably is.
What makes Christian Bale's character so special? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm in flashbacks right now.
Oh, good. It'll get you pumped up for that new Terminator movie then. Cody's like, I'd rather watch Salvation 4 times over.
Yeah, I think I would.
Oh, good, because we got a challenge. It's you and I'm fucking. Glad you're up for the challenge. And that's the problem. That's the main problem I had with it. Whatever. Everything else is fine. Special effects look fine. Whatever. The editing is fucked up in parts that I wouldn't be shocked, because Ridley Scott did release that Counselor fucking director. I wouldn't be shocked if we get a director cut and shit like that. He added those features in here. And you know, personally, I wouldn't mind seeing that. I wouldn't pay for it personally. I'm not gonna lie. But I wouldn't mind seeing it just to see if this movie would have been better had it been added those added little details to it. Because there was a lot of shit missing, and you can tell, heavily tell, that it was edited out. I was like, it was noticeable at times, whatever. It's almost like they did it behind Ridley Scott's back, and he didn't even notice it. The thing is, Ridley Scott is like 80-something fucking years old, so he probably wouldn't even fucking notice it anyway, so.
True.
Oh, shit, goddamn right. Yeah, the writers on here, man, it was four of them. Okay. Adam Cooper, Bill Collins, Jeffrey Kane, and Steven Zaillian. You know, Adam Cooper, he's done some great things like Accepted and Tower Heist. And New York Minute.
Wow.
And he's actually going to be writing the Assassin's Creed game movie, I mean.
That movie's not gonna happen.
He's he's already started writing it. Oh, and he's gonna be writing the Transporter Legacy film too.
Oh, lovely.
This guy is gold. You know it's bad when I have to say behind the camera the best talent in here was Ridley Scott. Because I don't, my God, this four team, they've worked together on all these films I just named, so. They're like a, what do you call it, quadruplet shit?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, fuck all four of them then. Well, got no hope for that Assassin's Creed game then. There goes my hope. Once again, man, I feel like the movie was just lacking. I had, like, no... Matter of fact, I don't have any negative feedback as far as the lacking part, as far as just saying that I felt more disappointed. Because I saw pieces of a good film in here, and I saw pieces in here that were taken out that could have added to the film. Like I said, I felt nothing for these characters and shit like that. And to go back on, like, what makes Moses so special, me and you, obviously, we're not religious people.
No, not in the least.
Listen to that last Fired Up, obviously you can tell we ain't. You can fucking obviously tell, especially Wayne. We're not religious people on this site. I don't think either of us are, to be honest, but, So when we go see these religious movies, which obviously I don't think this movie's being marketed as a religious movie, it's just it's got that title attached to it, so obviously it's gonna be one. I think what your best bet of getting people like me, Cody, and the rest of us in here is you have to make us feel something for these characters and make them why God chose them or anything, why they're so goddamn exactly. Special and important.
That's the key.
And never once I got that in this film. Christian Bale, I mean, there's even a scene where he's doing shit. I'll give him that. But then God comes down, who's played by a kid, by the way. And I loved it because that's when those black women got in. God's a kid. What? No. I was just like.
The end of Mass Effect 3.
And a part of me almost clapped because I was just like, is this like an insult to religious people by making God a kid here? Because this is funny, man. Because even in the movie, they were just like, what do you mean you saw God? God is not a kid, baby. You were just seeing things. You're delusional or whatever. He's a grown man or whatever. I was just like, well, how do you... And Christian Bale actually brings a good point. It's like, how do you know that? Have you ever seen him? And you don't have any proof or fact about that. And I was just like, damn, Christian, are you sure you're not an atheist in this film? Because, And then his wife just ran off crying. And I was just like, ah, he brought up some good points, though, bitch. You need to come back on that shit. Your faith seems to be fucking you over. But, so he chooses Moses. And you're thinking this whole time, he tells him pretty much, like, you're doing stuff, but what you're doing is taking too long. And you're not getting no results. I need to take things in my own hand. And Moses is just like, so what? You just want me to sit back and watch you? He was just like, I just want you to sit there and do nothing. I was like, damn, for a kid, God got some bass in his fucking voice, whatever shit. I'd be like, I wish the fuck you would. Then I see the lightning behind him. Oh, okay, God, I'll sit right here. You know? I will sit my black ass right here, man. Shut the fuck up and I won't say a damn thing to you. And then that whole plague thing, Moses just sitting there doing nothing. So when the whole Moses got to get the slaves, I'm just like, I still don't get. The only thing that makes him special is just he's just related to the Pharaoh. Other than that, there's nothing else about him.
Okay.
And that, I thought that was personally to me. I think that's the weakest part of the whole fucking movie is that as an audience member, I never once got to connect with Moses as to why he's so goddamn special. And a lot of movies suffer from that problem too, whatever, it's figuring out, you following a character. It's like, either this character needs to be exciting or entertaining, or goddamn it, it needs to be a reason why I'm following him. And I never once got that with Kristen Bell's character in here as Moses. Right, right now, the feminist leader is listening and going like, because he's not a character. He's a real person, P1. This is his life. You fucking ingrate, you vile piece of blackness. And that was my biggest problem with the whole movie, man. The plague, I thought was cool at the beginning, but it got kind of worn out. I actually got more tired of the plague special effects shit and was more curious about the story. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we already know that from my take back, whatever. I prefer story more than the especially when I see something good that can be there, too, as well.
Of course.
Because anybody can get good special effects, and I expect that from this movie. I mean, we saw it in Noah, so I expect it from this one with the names attached to it. The water scene is amazing. The plague itself looked hideous and grotesque. I mean, they don't hold back on killing people. You see people get hung and shit like that. It doesn't hold back on the technical aspect of things like that. I mean, even the first sign of the plague, when these goddamn crocodiles and alligators came out and started eating these people, and then they started killing each other, and the sea just flew with blood and shit. That was impressive as fuck. But once again, you just see Moses in the background doing nothing. I'm just like, well, then they should have just made this a 30-minute goddamn TV show and just called it God. God is pissed.
There you go, straight to the point.
Yeah, God, hashtag God is pissed. There you go, that's the name of the movie and shit like that.
Watch it too, it has God in it.
Oh hell yeah, it's got God in it. And you know, I'd watch it too just because God is pissed. I'd be like, as Wayne said on Fired Up, when is he not pissed? When is he not pissed? I'm just saying. I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of on Kristen Bell's side of points because some of this shit got, I mean, you know, there was times where I went back with God and Kristen Bell character in here, and I'm not gonna lie, I understood God's point is like, you know, 400 fucking years of slavery for the Hebrews and every mostly other races out there. Man, let's go ahead and call it black people. Let's go ahead and fucking say it. Black people, slavery of black people. And everybody's let this go on about their day. And there was I actually liked this scene a lot too. There was a scene where Kristen Bell was like, you know, I can't watch this anymore. This is these are some of the people I grew up with and was raised by and shit like that. And then God told him, you can't watch the people you grew up with who lived in wealth be tortured, but yet it never bothered you to think one second what was happening to the people that were in slavery and shit like that. And I was like, wow, see, that's a good fucking line right there and shit like that. And it almost makes you side with God. It's just like, hey, you know what? I'm kind of on his side now, whatever. Fuck these people, you know? Fuck these people. Why? Now, granted, they kids is dying and shit like that, but you know what? Fuck them. They didn't give a shit about them slave kids, so fuck them. Why should I care?
That sounds very interesting to me. See, they should have played that up more.
Yeah, and you know what? They did, actually. I'm not going to discredit the movie by doing it. Because that plague shit went on for a while. It probably went on for about 30 minutes. 25, 30 minutes probably at the most and shit. And there was a lot of scenes going back and forth with even Moses going back to Ramsey saying, man, please just let these slaves, you don't know what's coming next and shit like that. And, you know, every now and then you see a shadow of God in the background just like, yeah, I saw Noah. I saw Russell Crowe's performance. I'm going to outdo that nigga. I'm going to show him who's more pissed off right now. It's me. God damn it. I'm going to show you, goddamn. And I actually liked that piece a little bit more. And I found that a lot more interesting than the plague itself. And obviously, you know, so I guess in a way, I kind of disagree and agree with you. They should have played it more, but it seems like it was still background to what was going on as far as the plague shit.
Okay.
And once again, obviously, you know, I mean, I guess what can you ask for? Shit like that. It's like, oh, this is a spectacle. We have to show it that way. It's like, no, you don't, because these goddamn religious people accepted a fake-ass hologram Jesus floating over water and Son of God. So I'm assuming that they would expect, they would not complain about a goddamn thing wrong with this fucking movie.
Very good point.
Thank you. Once again, not angry at all in this movie. I didn't find myself hating it as much as I probably thought I would. I thought it was going to be stupid and corny as fuck. And granted, there's some stupid parts in here, but I found myself a little bit more disappointed. So with that, I'm probably just going to go stream it.
Yeah, it just sounds like one big missed opportunity.
Yeah, one big missed opportunity. And personally, I think it'll probably be forgettable. I think it's going to be out of my mind by next week, personally.
Yeah. movies could do that.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially when you got to see shit with Jamie Kennedy in it and stuff like that, so.
Oh, God, please don't bring that name up.
Oh, I've seen another thing from his works of this year, too, by the way.
Oh, God.
Who keeps giving this guy movies? Well, I want to know.
I think he's the new Sergeant Entertainer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's the white Sergeant Entertainer.
Oh, God. That's horrible, people. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, I guess, what's his name? Nick Swartzen. You don't have that title anymore, so. Well, he could still probably. Never mind. It's been a while, so. He was, remember.
Now Jamie Kennedy has that unlocked, so.
Remember, he was in a movie this year with Cedric Entertainer.
Oh, God.
So, and they worked together in a 10-minute scene, so. Oh, yeah. People. Oh, man. So, yeah. All we need to realize that is God is pissed. And, he's a very vengeful and very pissed off God, but one thing I learned about this movie, he has his reasons. So people, head to church and pray to Jehovah or whoever the hell you gotta pray to, because if you don't, he'll probably strike you down, because he's a very pissed off God right about now.
Slaves.
We're not recapturing anything.